Enjoying a little sunshine here in the studios of AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. It's a bit deceiving, hovering right around that freezing mark, but we're enjoying our time here in studio. You've got us until 6 o'clock today here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, and we're going to head right back to the hotline. We welcome back in Adam Burke with BangTheBook.com and Bang the Book Radio, handicapping the Super Bowl this Sunday, Chiefs and Niners. All right, Adam, we've had a lot of fun talking about some of these prop bets from a game perspective. Now we go into the team perspective of things here. Let's start out with some of these 49ers team props. Which ones do you like?
Yeah, I think with the 49ers, it's really difficult. You know, I mean, we don't know what we're going to get from Jimmy Garoppolo here in this game. We don't know if it's going to be all Raheem Mostert, if it's going to be Tevin Coleman, if they're going to dust off the cobwebs from Matt Breda. You know, George Kittle's going to play a big role here in this game. That's going to be very obvious. But what about Emmanuel Sanders? You know, what about Deebo Samuel? I think the 49ers player props are much more difficult to me than the Kansas City Chiefs ones. But there are a few that I looked at here. What I do like, I think Kyle Juszczyk is going to be a big part of the offense here for San Francisco because it gives Kansas City something different to think about and something that ultimately they probably didn't see a whole lot of on film. Plus, it's an easy pitch and catch for Garoppolo if he's got some nerves or something like that. So Kyle Juszczyk to actually get a rushing attempt, it was like plus 330, plus 350 out there. He only had three of them during the regular season, but I think in short yardage, in a game where possessions are going to be very important, where San Francisco is going to want to keep Kansas City off the field, I think Juszczyk could wind up with a rush in a short yardage situation. And then obviously, too, if San Francisco does end up winning this game and being the right side, Juszczyk probably going to have the opportunity to get, you know, a token carry where Shanahan kind of throws him a bone. So I like him for a rushing attempt at, you know, about 3.5 to 1. I like his receiving yards over a little bit. I think I saw 9.5 on that one. He should be involved in the game here quite a bit, get a lot of snaps as well. So now it's kind of off the beaten path a little bit, but I do like the fullback props here for the 49ers.
Hey, off the beaten path, there's nothing wrong with that. Everyone's looking for a different angle, as always, with some of these props, and we'll take a look at now at some of these Chiefs team prop bets. Which ones of these stand out to you?
Yeah, I actually like a lot of the Chiefs ones quite a bit more here. One I do like a lot, actually, is Daniel Sorensen over 5.5 tackles. I've had very good success with the defensive props in the past, and I really like this one. I think I've hit the tackles one, my primary tackles one, 4 or 5 years in a row. Last year it was Corey Littleton. A few years ago it's been guys like Kyle Van Noy or somebody like that. But I think Daniel Sorensen is very active in this game. Now, he actually lost his job to Juan Thornhill, who wound up tearing his ACL late in the regular season. And now it's been Sorensen. And Sorensen has played 100% of the defensive snaps here through the first two playoff games for the Chiefs. And he also plays on special teams. So he'll get the opportunity to get some special teams tackles as well. I figure he picks up one or two there. Then I think he's all over the field. Maybe he's the guy that draws the assignment of George Kittle. I don't know. But his tackles line is over under 5.5, excuse me. I really like the over there on that one with Sorensen. Another one I looked at with the Chiefs is over under 4.5 Chiefs players to register a rushing attempt. I like the under 4.5 a lot here in this one. Damian Williams will be a big part. Patrick Mahomes will run a lot. And one of the sharp bets that we've seen so far is Patrick Mahomes rushing yards over 28.5, 30, 32.5 in that range. But it's going to be Williams, and it's going to be Mahomes, and maybe it's Sammy Watkins, maybe it's Tyreek Hill, something like that. I don't think Darwin Thompson touches the football, and even if he does, that's only 4 for Kansas City. So I really like under 4.5 Chiefs with a rushing attempt, Sorensen tackles over 5.5, and then kind of the long shot I looked at here, Patrick Mahomes to score the first touchdown is about 16-1 or 18-1, and again, with that expectation that he runs a lot, particularly in the red zone where I mentioned in the previous segment, Kansas City does have some issues. Kind of like Mahomes for the first touchdown there at a pretty nice price of 16-1.
Very nice. Well, we'll close out with cross-sport props and novelty props, but I want to hit the cross-sport props first because the novelties we'll just go ahead and save for last. Those are always a heck of a lot of fun, and obviously those affect a lot more people who don't necessarily pay as much attention to the actual games themselves, but what are some of the cross-sport props that stand out here?
There are some fascinating cross-sport props. I know you asked me about this last week, and there really wasn't a whole lot at the time for the cross-sport or the novelty stuff. I actually saw this one just before we started recording. I shouldn't laugh because you shouldn't throw baseballs at guys, but total carries for Damian Williams is minus 200 versus Alex Bregman total hit by pitches for the 2020 regular season. And obviously Bregman, part of that sign-stealing scandal for the Astros, he was only hit 9 times last year. So Damian Williams rush attempts generally in the 17.5 range. So I think the Damian Williams side is going to win that one, but still really interesting to see Alex Bregman hit by pitches coming up there. That one's kind of interesting. One that I did play here, and this one's actually moved up a little bit. I just mentioned Patrick Mahomes' rushing yards has been a sharp prop bet on the over. Patrick Mahomes' rushing yards, and Matt Douglas will like this one, against Carey Price saves for Sunday's game between Montreal and Columbus. I like Mahomes' rushing yards over. That's at minus 140. The Jackets, second game of a back-to-back, coming off of the bye week and the All-Star break. I think it's a little bit of a tough game for them, and I do like Mahomes to run around quite a bit. So that was one that I actually did play, but there's a lot of these, man, a lot compared to NBA games over the weekend, total touchdown passes versus goals in soccer games, a lot of stuff for the golf event this weekend. So a lot of interesting prop betting opportunities out there from a cross-sports standpoint.
Yeah, there are a ton, an absolute ton. The Bregman one is very, very fascinating. And like you said, maybe we shouldn't laugh at that, but you know what? Sometimes what goes around comes around a little bit, so we'll just go ahead and leave it at that. But we mentioned we were going to finish with the novelty props, and I think a lot of people can get behind these because a lot of folks like getting involved with some things like these because you have a lot of people that watch the games for the commercials, they watch for the halftime show, they watch for the anthem, all that good stuff. So which of the novelty props do you like?
Well, this is kind of interesting here. I actually wound up taking Demi Lovato over 121.5 seconds for the national anthem. My wife actually helped me out with some research on that. But now I just saw that one of the offshore sports books is reporting some, quote, suspicious betting activity on the under for the national anthem. And you know, there are people that are there watching these, you know, these practice sessions and these run-throughs and all that. So that's a little bit concerning to me that maybe Demi's kind of speeding it up here a little bit more than I thought. But I feel like the over in the national anthem, at least right now, in terms of, you know, kind of waiting around to see what happens with some of this breaking news. But, you know, there's been some different levels of steam on the Gatorade prop. There's been a lot of money that's come in on red early on in the process for the color of Gatorade dumped on the winning coach. Lately, I've seen a lot of purple coming up here as well, which I don't know who drinks purple Gatorade, but I guess that's one of the options here for this one. So that one's been kind of interesting to sort of keep an eye on. But these novelty props are crazy. I mean, there are props about, you know, whether J-Lo and Shakira show cleavage during the halftime show, whether A-Rod is shown during the halftime show, you know, if Jay-Z shows up. A lot of novelty props about Donald Trump tweets. You know, I've seen some that are correlated parlays, basically, of first score a touchdown and, you know, Bernie Sanders wins the state of New Hampshire, stuff like that. It is absolutely crazy. And for a lot of these, I mean, you're just kind of guessing for the most part. But one that I did play along with the national anthem over, a mention of Tom Brady, I think this is minus 300. So the return's not great on this, but I have no idea how Joe Buck and Troy Aikman can get through an entire Super Bowl without mentioning Tom Brady, in particular with that, you know, cryptic tweet that he had this week. So I really do like that one. I think they talked about Tom Brady here at some point during the game. And one other one, too, Jimmy Garoppolo, if they mention that he started with the Patriots, I think this is a good value prop, too, because you know, there's not a lot of Super Bowl experience in this game. Garoppolo didn't play in one, but obviously was there for the prep period with the Patriots and for the game against the Seahawks that Richard Sherman played in. So I think there's a good chance they mention Garoppolo and his start with the Patriots here during the broadcast.
That Gatorade prop is the one that I've heard the most about as far as all the novelty props go. I mean, I had no idea Red Gatorade was so wildly popular, but as you mentioned, there was a lot of action on that at the end of last weekend. Adam, as always, my friend, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for the information. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll do this again next week.
Absolutely. Take care, man.
Thanks, Adam. Again, that's Adam Burke with BangTheBook.com and Bang the Book Radio joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.